Okay. So we were talking about Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So it seems like Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's position on end-of-life treatments is the following. If a patient is suffering, you do not have to do certain treatments. You may, you don't have to.
Where are we?
However, this is all, I'm just saying outside. However, things that are fulfill either his natural needs or are considered routine must be administered, so long as those treatments and or therapies themselves do not add to the suffering.
So some would argue that food and artificial nutrition and hydration might add to the suffering by prolonging life.
No, prolonging life itself is not adding
it
to the suffering.
To, in itself,
it has to in itself add to suffering, meaning...
It's a painful thing.
Like it's a painful thing.
If the tube were uncomfortable.
It has to be itself painful. Meaning,
yeah, last week, that's why.
Yeah, no, it has to be itself painful. The fact that he's extending life, no, we want to extend life.
No.
The fact that you're alive and you're suffering mimela doesn't matter. It's only suffering as a result of those things. Fine, that's what we said in Rosh Hashanah.
I also point out that at the end of life, meaning when patients reach that stage of illness, naturally they usually stop eating and drinking. Like that's part of the natural course of
disease. So we like to say that. I don't know if it's proven. Palliative care specialists like to say that.
Right.
But they might not be thirsty. So then if we can't tell, I think we have to treat them as if they might be. Meaning, also, so long as those things themselves don't cause a medical problem, so we're not going to give fluids to someone whose kidney is shut down. Right? We're only going to do it so long as it's maintaining continued biological existence, not causing pain.
Certainly not killing people. So he holds that food and nutrition is
no.
maintaining...
No. Those things that fulfill natural needs or are considered a routine. That's his definition.
So food and nutrition is natural
needs. As even if it's administered in an unnatural way, as is ventilation... antibiotics, insulin, hemodialysis perhaps, depending if it's a routine thing for this guy. Okay. Fine.
Right, so just, it was things that are needed for existence?
No.
No, things are needed
that
for...
That fulfill natural needs or are considered routine. His lashon, I'm very careful because his lashon is here. Tipulim hamimalim tzrachav hativiim shel hachole. Either one. Fine. So we saw that, and then it got a little bit confusing afterwards, but that's assumed to be his position. So Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg tries to summarize that in the next piece here that I have. He originally had a very different position, which we'll talk about after Pesach. But here he tries to summarize the positions on the matter and he tells you what he thinks, which is different than what he used to think. So if you look here, it's on page 200 of this Asya printout. He says, the first he points out, why, he goes, Im nish almai gayon, lama Torah asra ritzicha, fil b'mikra she'ein od erachod l'chaim, ha'i sada svar abazah. Why can't you kill someone who's dying anyway and he's in painful? Why would you do that? So nefir shnei dvarim. So it's just the shtickle musar before Pesach. Reishis anachnu mekayimim et hadin gam im anachnu lo mevinim et hatamim. You have to do the mitzvah even if you don't understand it. Kiyum mitzvos lo kasher b'tamim, sorry, b'torah lo tamim muskarim b'tamim. Aval v'kol zos, efshar gam lahazir. Shekein ein anu yodim b'diyuk ad kama megi erech ha-chayim. We cannot estimate the value of life. Anachnu lo yodim ma'at ratah b'riyah. We don't know the purpose of creation. Shel Adam. K'mon shenachnu omrim b'tfilas ne'ila, ata hevdalta enosh mikenda, b'tikir lamad lefanecha, ki mi yomar lecha ma'at ha'asa. Right? Us assuming that someone's life is not worth living is us is taking our assumptions of what we consider valuable and stooping that onto someone else, and who are we to make that value judgment? We don't have a basis to make that actual value judgment. We can only use our limited values. So in the next part, he goes, Matai chayavim lahariach chayim zmani. When do you have to extend temporary life? So he gives you three approaches, and then he'll tell you what we do in the maisa. So the first one is, Gisha rishon, yesh anaklu shayavdil b'matzavo shel acholet. If there's a reason to extend his life, therefore, if he's awake and he can like do something and it's productive, then you should extend his life. You have to save him. If tov moso mechayev, death is preferable to life, then you do not have to extend his life. And he gives an example.
If he says
no, person, no kagon. Shu nimtza b'masav shol tzemach, persistent vegetative state, o choser hakar, or permanent unconsciousness, whatever the difference is, chola kaze ein mitzuvah la'atzil, you don't have to save him. That's the first approach. That's the approach that he advocated many years earlier. This is in, I don't know what year it is, but he himself advocated that approach many years earlier, which we'll speak about that, we'll speak about his approach separately after Pesach. That's Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg.
Right.
These are Zalman Chaim Goldberg just explaining the three approaches. So he's saying that's the first approach, which happens to be, I'm telling you, it's what I'm saying here, that happens to be what he used to, still does, unclear. Certainly what he wrote in the previous, in the years before.
Okay. What page is this again?
This is page 201. It's an Asya, looks like this.
That a patient in persistent vegetative state, death is better than life.
And that's what he seems to be saying. He's not saying that I believe in that, though. He's just saying that's the first approach. I'm just telling you that happens to be what he said. He's going to tell you what we should do lamaisa soon.
So permanent coma, PVS.
Yeah. So gisha shnia, yesha nakdush avdilu b'zesha b'dugma alf m'duvar b'hatzala b'derech tivis, kama l'sapik ocha l'chamtsan v'chuv b'slachol, they have to do natural things. Shidvarm elu m'chayim b'tachol b'derech tivis. Those give natural life. V'idugma beis, he gives you two examples above. It's not adding life, it's just postponing death. I don't know what the difference is. Kamo kol rash chitzoni, like the a loud noise, right, the like the woodchopper of the Ramah, o melach alashono shalagoses, the salt, sorek ma'akman, those only prevent the soul from leaving, don't add life. I don't know anything that what the difference between those two things is, other than that the Ramah told me that that's what they do. So I have no idea how to apply that distinction, that if it adds chius, adds natural chius, or just prevents the soul from leaving, I have no idea how you differentiate between that, other than the Ramah told me there are certain things that fall into each category. Gisa Shlish is the third approach, no ketas yesh hevdel ben tipul shigrati l'pitipul charig, that which is normal and that which is non-routine. Asr lo no ma'achola kol tipul shigrati, you can't stop any norm, and you can't withhold or withdraw anything routine. There's mitzvah gedolah hamshich ba'afilu mukarch b'chilul Shabbos. L'chein tzarich lahamshich l'aspakat mazon, food, chamtsan, trufos shigratios, oxygen, and routine meds. Mitzad sheni ein chov alasos pulos lo shigratios. You don't have to do anything not routine. Therefore, you don't have to do surgery. And not. So he says in the next paragraph, heichan akvul. What is shigrati and not? It's not pasuk. What about dialysis? So he says it depends. Is it a patient who has been getting dialysis for the last 6 months, a year, then it's routine. If all of a sudden now he needs dialysis, so then it's not routine. So hey, this is Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg paskening. Hatshuva hama'asit l'sheilot, the practical halacha.
Where is this? Next page.
The next page.
What was the stuff between Gisha Shlishi and hey?
He's just saying, well, what's shigrati and what's not shigrati? How do you know? So you gave it the cousin of dialysis, which we discussed last time.
Right.
So he just sends it out. So this is different than what he said previously in his previous article in Moriah many, many years ago. He says, Nimtza l'sheyesh l'hatir, you can stop therapy. Im nitmalu kol ha'tanayim shel shloshes hashitos, shenitzvar b'simal kodem. You have to fulfill all three criteria. Odish mokos, right, meaning it has to be tov mosu mechayev, it has to be something that is not adding life but is only preventing death, and it has to be something that's not routine. Only those three things, only when those three factors converge together.
Thing that would have caused pain.
He didn't say pain. He didn't cope with pain. That was for Shlomo Zalmanorbach.
So what was the three? It's not routine.
Better death than life.
Okay.
That's A. B, he said, was it's preventing death, not adding life. I don't know what the difference is. How do you tell? And unclear what that means to me.
Is a respirator preventing?
It doesn't matter. It fulfills in that. It's routine.
Right,
you're
routine,
out.
But
doesn't matter.
Is there a situation where respirator is not routine?
What does preventing death mean? I don't know what that means.
Preventing the death.
As opposed to adding life. I thought those were two sides of the same coin.
Distinguish it would be like something that...
Antibiotics present...
Yeah, something that's curative versus something that's just...
No, so he'll live for another minute. That's postponed. That's adding life or postponing death?
That sounds like it's postponing death.
And 2 minutes?
Versus like if you...
5 minutes?
Long so that
he could live 5 days? I mean, you're going to give me a number at some point.
No, I feel like preventing death is with the thing still in you and like...
Okay, I don't know.
Adding life. You fix
them. It's hard to know. Oh, okay. Hard to know.
Something that, which is
like a cure is... No, right. But he's telling you no. He's saying one's the salt on the tongue and the noise outside. That's his
so
example
like
of preventing death.
Prevents death, doesn't it?
I have no idea. I don't know. An LVAD... Dick Cheney lived with an LVAD for quite a while. Okay, so he tells you. Or... The third one... And if you just have the third one, meaning it's routine versus non-routine, that's also enough. You don't have to fill the other two, because that's what the Gedolim assume. And he says, yeah, and these are only principles, and ask a shayla for every case. But he said, really, 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 you should need all three. But taka, the Gedolim hold three, the Gedolim hold the third one, so all you need really is the third one. Rav Shlomo Zalman really holds the third one, and that's all he said. And he says the same thing in the next page here. He just says it over again.
So he's saying you just don't have to, if
it's a routine versus non-routine
thing, you don't have to do it. If
it's a routine, you have to do it.
But if it's not routine, you can opt out.
Yeah.
Okay. Even if they're not the judgment call of life, better life, death.
Yeah.
Withholding or withdrawing?
Which would make a difference?
Withholding. No, if it was withdrawing, it already would become routine.
That's a separate question. It would be withdrawing, if I could come up with something that isn't routine, then it would be fine.
Right.
Well,
no, because dialysis, I could stop, meaning dialysis given once, I could probably stop it in the middle.
Okay.
Routine means more than just, maybe, it sounds like routine means more than just once.
Right.
It means,
this is a situation where I can stop care that's currently going on.
Or not initiate new care.
I mean, I always thought
we haven't discussed stopping the care.
Easier to not
we like talking about withdrawing
yes.
versus withholding, but we haven't seen the reason to mechalic, which we'll talk about. Is there a difference, and why should there be a difference? So we discussed
active
this a couple of shiurim ago. So what? So one. So meaning we
one
thought.
So
therefore, okay. So what?
So I always thought kumbase was worse.
Well, it depends. Lav and you violate can violate lav b'sheval. We talked about this, right? When we talked about kol mamono or kol mitzvah by a lav usually violate b'kumbase. Lo samen al damreyachi violate b'sheval taise. So the argument's going to be is that yeah, standing. Meaning we discussed this, right? Why does the Ramah allow you to do certain things? He allows you because it's lo samen al damreyacha. No, b'chai gavna there's no lo samen al damreyacha, and you're violating only b'sheval taise, so it's mutter because there's no lo samen al damreyacha. But doing something active might be an iser tzicha. So you have to decide, is turning off a ventilator going to be a gram ritzicha or just not continuing therapy?
Right, so
meaning, when I shut off the ventilator, am I... Yeah, when I shut off the ventilator, am I causing this patient to die or am I just not giving him more oxygen? So let's talk about that right now. So if you look at the next page, Dr. Steinberg puts together some ha'aros for klolim ilchatim lihitnahagut harofei b'yechidah l'tipul nimratz. Guidelines for taking care of a patient in the ICU.
He has this in English also.
It could be. Some of them flow from what we were just saying, and some of them seem not to flow from what we were just saying. It's important to figure those out. So you can look at them.
Is he generally considered an expert that can be followed on these areas? Because, I mean, the more I read, the less...
Okay. Yes, he's considered an expert on these areas. Talk about it later, maybe. Fine. So, he's telling you this was based on conversations with Rav Shlomo Orbach and Rav Hosner. Okay. Well then, so he says, okay, he gives you some hakadamis. Okay, Look at Gimel. Hey, karon el-chati. The basic halachic principle here, b'yit yachazut l'cholim, elu mubusis ala izun, the balance. You have to do the mitzvah to save life. And as opposed to shortening life, because sometimes we do things that might shorten life. And you're not causing suffering. You have to follow the following six principles, which end up being a lot more than six. So let's just go through them and see if they make sense based on what we just said. So we read what Shlomo Zalman said. We didn't read what Rav Hosner said, but that's okay. We read what Shlomo Zalman said. Let's see if his principles make sense according to what we just read. Right? Because we saw what Rav Shlomo Zalman said, so this would make all sense to us. So one, you should not initiate any therapy that will increase suffering. Right? That will not increase suffering, that will increase the life of suffering. Meaning, the patient is suffering. Doing this therapy will extend his life, but he will still be suffering. So you should not start anything new. Okay? So the first ha'ara on that is, Rosh Hashanah said it's mutter. You're allowed to. You just don't have to. Right? That would be my first ha'ara. The first ha'ara is, you don't have to, but you may if you want. Secondly, Rosh Hashanah thought that things that fulfill natural functions or are considered routine, you do have to start. So it's not cold people. So unless we're talking about someone who's already hooked up in the ICU, he's probably hooked up to all of these things anyway. So talking about like new things. Fine. So the second ha'ara you could put by the wayside, but the first ha'ara is still there. It's an option. It's not a chova.
Routine treatment.
Yeah.
Is hospice considered a routine treatment?
Hospice is not actual care. Hospice is a Medicare benefit.
No. But, okay.
Is palliative care?
I mean,
You want not, meaning why would anyone not want to give? Meaning this, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is saying you have the option to stand, you have the option to not do that which is not routine. Why would anyone in their right mind not want pain? If you don't want, you don't have to get it.
No, but I'm saying palliative care usually also involves not giving you treatment. Meaning not doing dialysis is often part of palliative care.
Palliative care is not involved. No, palliative care is supposed to be, and it's run most highly, is we give X. Whether or not you stop other things, that's a separate question. It shouldn't be, it's a separate question. Should you give palliative care? Yeah, you should always give palliative care because you're helping, meaning everyone in cancer therapy, anyone getting chemotherapy, even if they're expected to live, should get palliative care. We just don't do that because palliative care walks into the room and they're like, you know, they're considered the death squad. And so, like, we don't relate to it that way, but it's so sad. So my first aura is that it's optional, it's not obligatory, where here it sounds like it's obligatory. Unless he's talking about those things which are not obligatory, which are already being done. Two, yesh lahav sik levatzei b'dikot shonot, you should not do any additional tests, kagon b'dikot dam, blood tests, miyodot la'amod al masavash al-chole hol v'chol ha-sovel, v'em b'dikot ha'ilu shum to'elas. He's already suffering, and you're not going to change anything in his therapy, so stop doing blood tests. So it sounds like we're talking maybe about a gosis, and so you shouldn't draw blood from him for no reason. You shouldn't do things to him for no reason. He's suffering. And we're going, it sounds like we're talking about someone who's a gosis. He's dying. And we shouldn't do things to him, unnecessary tests. Meaning, so you know his sodium level is low. So what are you going to do? You're not going to initiate any new therapy. So now you know his sodium's low, so what? You drew blood for no reason. It sounds like even if you're not doing a new venipuncture, you're using an existing line. So you're not actually making a new chavala. Meaning you're removing blood, so it's a chavala. You're removing blood's a chavala whether or not you make a new puncture. Whether or not I stick you again, it's still chavala to remove blood, yeah.
So drawing off a central line.
Drawing off a central line would be usur here. There's no reason for it. There's no reason for it, so just stop. Three, ain't sarach lamshich l'nateret t'cholim masav, because you don't have to monitor him. Hayu lamshich l'livdok et lachat sadam, his blood pressure, ketzav alev, his pulse, v'rivuya chamtzan, his pulse ox. Lamrot shedvarim elu nasim b'ofen automatim, machshir mechubarim l'cholim kodim, it's being done automatically. And you don't have to change if his blood pressure is dropping. And you're not initiating new therapy. So his blood pressure is dropping. So what are you going to do? You're not initiating new therapy. He told you an aleph.
Even though that might be...
I don't know. He didn't tell me that. Right? This meaning, if you look in 3 above, he's telling you we're talking about someone who says this person has no chance of surviving at all. Right. 4. You should continue pain relief because not only I believe and I think it was clear that it's a mitzvah of goch nefesh, but you're a human being. Okay. 5. You can't do anything that will cause the patient's immediate death. And if something is only suffix, whether it'll be his immediate death, so that's suffix ritzicha. So suffix ritzicha is also aser. Good. 5a. Lefichach, therefore, asur lenakom imachshir anshama. You may not remove the patient from a ventilator. If the doctors assume that he's completely dependent on the ventilator, meaning he said, well, if I shut the ventilator off, he's going to die immediately or not immediately. Asur lahafsik b'ofen maleum yaditru fakmo dopamine. You can't stop immediately, you can't stop dopamine all of a sudden, which is a vasopressor. Ham yuedet lishmar lachatz damos lachole. Ima machashi if shashar b'kach yipol lachatz dam miyad v'chol yamut miyad. If the assumption is he'll die suddenly, I don't believe there's any patient who will die suddenly, miyadi. I don't know what miyadi means, if we stop his ventilator right now. The only patient, meaning, what does death mean? Death, lechora, is going to mean when his heart stops. We're not doing a brain, even...
It'll take a while for...
Leaving brain death out of this, right? Because we're not going to do a brain death exam on him, because he's sovel, so certainly the brain death exam is going to be usur, because we think he's suffering, so he's not dead. So you have to wait for his heart to stop. I don't believe anyone short of being brain dead... his heart is going to stop immediately when you shut the ventilator. Now, what's immediate? 5 seconds? 10 seconds? 30 seconds? A minute? 2 minutes? 5 minutes? 10 minutes? 20 minutes? 30 minutes? An hour? I don't know. He doesn't say. Yeah, what does miyad mean? Roshech told me if removing the ventilator is the proximal cause. The reason his heart stopped now is because you remove the ventilator? He thinks that's wrong. Yeah.
The Azara, he doesn't want to say like that here also, that the kain has to walk from one place in Azara to the other, and so that's Miyad, and so Nitil Sidayim would have been Miyad there also.
That's 21. So, different, that's not the same Miyad necessarily. Meaning, because this isn't a drasha in Miyad. I don't know. It means, did you cause his death or not?
So what does that mean?
I don't know. He says Miyad.
Would give the Magid the time.
Based on how long it takes the coin to walk in the Azara, no.
That's what Miyad means in Halacha. So.
But then when Chazal tell me Miyad, so Teichif Lentila Bracha, I know what Teichif means, but here it's not. Here's not a din in Miyad, it's just did I cause his death or not. So he's telling me, well, if it happens immediately, you cause his death. So if I just say the word immediately, is that better? So if it happens immediately, it causes death. So what does immediately mean? I have no idea. 6a. Oh, 6. Fine. Mutayla shanot olav sikti bulim. You can stop or change treatments. Kasher anachai shepepula zo loyamut ochla miyad. With the assumption is that the result will, the patient will not die immediately. Afshe beikvot hapeula hu yamut milachat abotoch mishparashot. Even though he will die sooner than he would have died earlier. If you think he's suffering, these changes will be done slowly, stepwise. So long as we continue to monitor the patient while this is going on. Meaning, you can stop things slowly, because he won't die immediately. Not really sure I understand the difference. So, 6 Aleph. Now we're going to get into a little bit of a problem. 6 Aleph is very contentious. Lefichach, therefore, mutar lohorid et ketzav hanshamah shel chonat hanshamah ad lemidah shechola adayin yoshem kochot atzmo. So a ventilator does two things, more than two things. It gives you oxygen at a higher percentage of the air than exists in the air. In the air, in normal ambient air, oxygen is 21%. We can put up to 100% in the ventilator. It also provides it at a constant pressure and, or at a pressure and volume, I'm sorry, constant, but it shoves the air down your throat. You don't have to take an initiation. He says you can lower the, and it, how many breaths per minute? You can lower the rate to that which is normal, meaning 12. Mutar lo orid et harikuz ha-chamtsan ha-muzram la-chole al-dem chona ad la-20 achuz, sh'harikuz ha-chamtsan ba-avir ha-ragil, sh'kulanu noshmim matzav ragil. You can lower the oxygen content to 20%, meaning 21%, but that's the same thing, that to the normal ambient air. Mutar lo orid b'madragat minun ha-dopamine. You can lower the dopamine slowly, b'anachah sh'lo nitzpas, sh'inoy mashmauti b'lachat zam sh'chole, so long as there's no sudden drop in his blood pressure. And even if it drops, as long as it doesn't die immediately. He can stop artificial nutrition. And you can stop feeding him through his mouth. And you can even stop fluid. Because he's not going to die immediately. Heparin v'chosme H2. You can stop heparin and H2 blockers. I thought H2 blockers were not there for... he's saying things that are there to prevent clots. You don't have to prevent clots anymore because they won't die immediately. But H2 blockers are... we give H2 blockers to a ventilated patient because I thought it prevented bleeding, but okay. No, it's an antacid, but we give it to patients on ventilators always. They always get H2 blockers. We think it lowers the rate of VAP.
What?
Ventilator associated pneumonia, I thought.
Why?
Well, I don't know, but I think it's proven. There's sparse. I thought it was all sad. Whatever. Mutar lav sik matan insulin, asher nitan lahoradat ramut sugar kavod badam, you can stop insulin, v'kol zeh b'tnai shachola sovel. And this is if the chola is sovel. Okay, so I didn't understand what's going on here. You can lower the ventilator down to 20%. So now the ventilator does several things, we said. It gives you oxygen at a given content, and it gives you at a percentage, and it gives you also pressure. So he says you can lower it to the normal breaths per minute, and you can lower it to 20%. Why? But I can't shut it off. So the question is, what am I mechuyev to do? I don't understand.
Shouldn't this be about changing something? So first of all,
Dr. Abraham says that Rosh Shlomo Zalman never agreed to this. Just to be on record, Dr. Steinberg here is saying this was approved by Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Dr. Abraham is saying Rosh Shlomo Zalman never agreed to lowering the ventilator to 20%. Never allowed to do that. So we have a machlekes what Rosh Shlomo Zalman said. So that's first of all. I'm going to argue now that Dr. Abraham's version makes more sense. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman said the following. There are certain things, Rosh Shlomo Zalman is going to say, there are certain things you must provide, certain therapies you must provide, such as oxygen, food, fluids, and medications. Right? The first chiddush of Rosh Shlomo Zalman to say, things that are shigrati you have to provide, things that are not shigrati you don't have to provide. Where he got that from, I don't know. That's his chiddush. He's saying those are natural substitutes. Right? Those are substituting for natural means. That you have to provide. And even if it's being provided in an unnatural way. Right?
Okay.
Even if, because the ventilator is not the normal way to breathe, and
but
a feeding tube. So let's try to chop. So you have to provide those things which fulfill natural needs, even in an unnatural way. So what do I mechuyev to do? What's my minimum? I have to give you oxygen, even in an abnormal way. Right? I have to give you food, even in an abnormal way. How much food do I have to give you?
That would sound like that's where the...
First of all, why in an unnatural way? Because let's say, you know, there's a person whose arms were cut off. He doesn't have arms. I'm mechuyev to give him food. And they put the food in front of him. So I'm yotze. Keeping him alive. He can't eat. Ribbono shel olam. That's not giving it to him. Giving you something means give it to you in a way that you can use it.
Mm.
Right? If your hands are tied behind your back, putting the food in front of you does not really help you. I wasn't yotze giving because you couldn't use it. So it's not really giving. So I have to give it to him in a way that he can use it. So I have to give him oxygen in a way that he can use it. Give him food, fluid in a way that he can use it. How much oxygen, how much fluid?
Is that the amount or is that just the delivery of it? So do I have to... I have to give it to him a different way than I would give a normal...
So let's go stepwise, right? First chiddush is natural things I have to give to him. Second chiddush, I don't know, it's a chiddush. I have to give it to him...
You have to give to him in an unnatural way.
So that's... the first chiddush, I have to give him natural food, natural things. The second chiddush, and I don't think this is such a great chiddush, this is, I think, obvious. If you have to give it to him, you have to give it to him in a way that he can use it.
Okay.
If you give it to him in a way that he can't use it, then that you haven't given it to him.
But then that sounds like that would require the third chiddush to be an amount that he can use.
So the question is, what was the chiddush in A? What was my first chiddush? What was the first chiddush? What do I mechuyev to give him? Agreeing I have to give it to him in an unnatural way. Right? Just because otherwise it's lav shmei giving.
So
I think that's obvious. So it sounds like I only have to give 21%. I have to give. I have to supply natural amounts. So I have to give 21% oxygen. I have to give him food that a normal person needs. The amount of liquid, fluid that a normal person needs. But no more than that.
He's leaking his food and his liquid out. I don't have to give him extra.
Nope. Sounds like not, right? He can't breathe. He needs 80% oxygen. If you only give 20, you could say that. But that means, but Rosh Shlomo Zalman is saying an extra step. He's saying you also have to give him medicine. You also have to do hemodialysis. You also have to do insulin. That means what? That means I have to do more than just that which I normally provide for people. I have to do medicine also. Right, things that are medical, I have to go, meaning is beyond 21% oxygen. It's beyond, I have to give you antibiotics. That's not normal food. I have to go beyond that. Once I have to go beyond that and give you medicine, give you dialysis if it's necessary, give you insulin, give you medicine is really antibiotics. I think then it makes sense that you have to give as much oxygen as he needs. Once you accept that third chiddush, you have to give as much oxygen as he needs and as much food as he needs. You're treating him. You're not being yotze with providing natural means. You're going beyond that. You're requiring to treat this patient. And once you're requiring to treat this patient at the level that he needs, meaning giving him antibiotics, giving him medicine, well, 80%, you're right, 20% oxygen is not medicine. That's natural needs. 80% oxygen is medicine, let's say. The extra 6%. But you have to give him medicine. So I think it makes a lot of sense that according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orech, you would not be allowed to reduce this ventilator to 20%. I think if you say that, it's not consistent. Given that you have to give him medicine, I don't see why it should be mutter to lower it to 20%. If you have to lower give medicine, 80% oxygen is another form of medicine. If that's what you're mechuyev, that's what you're mechuyev. And I don't see why this should be okay. That's my heart. Interestingly, Rosh Shechter thinks this is Gram Ritzicha.
Which?
Lowering the ventilator to 20% and then the patient dying is Gram Ritzicha. He says, why did he die right now? He didn't die because he had cancer right now. He died right now because he lowered the ventilator. If you would have left the ventilator, in all likelihood he would have lived. Right? But we don't anticipate him dying in the next 5 minutes. He's dying now, not miyad, 5-10 minutes later, because he lowered the ventilator. Right? Had the ventilator been left, he would not have died right now.
Do we say anything?
Oh, is that true? Hold on, I think that's true. We're assuming he's going to live for the next 24 or 48 hours. You lower the ventilator, he dies now. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour.
The reason why he needed the ventilator is the end
of right.
In the first place.
That's why he needed it. But given that,
now
okay,
that
but now he has it, and
the
I stopped it, he died now. This particular thing is that withdrawing this or lowering it makes no difference.
But
you lowered it, you withdrew it. What's the difference?
But doesn't that matter? Wouldn't it wouldn't withholding then also be a problem because that'd be like withholding
no.
medicine?
So Rav Shechter Shitase. So Rav Shlomo Zalman would say, yeah, and Machanami. I think. Rav Shechter would say, maybe not. Rav Shechter would say you only have to do that which is reasonable, right? If reasonable people would disagree with you, you're not mechuyev. So Rav Shechter would then say, fine, let's say you didn't have to go on the ventilator, but could you shut it off? He would say no. Once it's on, because he says there's no lo samar al damrei echa in that situation, right? We talked this out. Rav Shechter would say, when you choose that's not what you want to be pikuach nefesh, so for you that's not pikuach nefesh, so me not providing it to you is not a violation of lo samar al damrei echa. So when I stand idly by, there's no violation of lo samar al damrei echa, even though I'm standing idly by. But turning it off is a kum ba'aseh. So that's usur. You can do something. He says, what's the difference between lowering it to 20% or turning it off? Same thing's accomplished. He says there's no difference. There's only a difference if you make all those cheshbeinus, which Rav Shechter doesn't make. So he thinks it's gram ritzicha. He thinks it's mamis straight out gram ritzicha. You can't do that. So the question is, okay, we're going to have to explain what the difference between gram ritzicha again is. What is when I killing the patient indirectly, and what is just not providing more care for the patient? Right? Let's say I have an oxygen tank. Let's say, so now ventilators are hooked up to the wall, and the oxygen comes in from the wall. But I have an oxygen tank. I have two, and I only hook up one. And each oxygen tank lasts 12 hours. And I have two in front of me, and I give him one, and after 12 hours, he stops breathing and he dies. Did I kill him?
No.
Or did I just not provide the second one?
Stood I in the body. According to Rav Shechter, that'd be okay.
I don't know. I'm asking.
According
would
to
I have been? But I had two, and I only gave him one.
Rav Shlomo, definitely not okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
No, but I mean, because of Lotama, but I had two, and I only gave him one. Should I have to? Would I have mechuyev to give him two? I only gave him one. So when he died at the end of one.
Is this? Are we looking at this as an issue of it's become normal? Or
No. Forget. No. Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks this is oxygen. You have to give it to fulfill his natural needs, even if it's not Shigrati. Doesn't matter.
Right, but
Rav Shechter, let's say you can. Rav Shechter would say you don't have to give it. Let's say it's something you don't have to give.
Right.
So push it for him.
I started giving it. I can't.
But I didn't turn it off. So but I just didn't have to give the next one. So.
Did any of this change in 1998? I'm just looking at the bottom. Is this from Aston?
I don't think so.
When's it from?
98.
Is something more recent? He
managed to
say the same thing?
Who? Rav Shlomo Zalman died in 94.
Steinberg.
I don't know what Steinberg. Steinberg is just telling what other people
want.
We'll talk about that. But we have It's in the packet. So the question is like this. So let's say the plane crashes in the ocean and everyone's sitting out there with their life vests, right? So, and I come and I steal someone's life vest. I swoop down from an airplane and remove his life vest and he drowns and he died. So, is that parallel to removing the ventilator, to shutting the ventilator off?
Shutting it off or letting the air run out?
Either one.
It's not parallel.
Not to letting it run out. No, that's different.
Okay.
But shutting off the ventilator, is that gram ritzicha or just not treating him again? Rabbi Willie wants to say, I don't understand. He says, oh, shalom aleichem. Oh, wow, just for the punchline. What's the difference between gram ritzicha and ihatzala?
No.
And Jonathan can say over Rabbi Blake's mahalach because I have no idea what he's saying. So I can only say that I'm assuming he's saying it over correctly. But you can judge for yourself. But it sounds correct. I think I verified it with him even. So Rabbi wants to say turning it off the ventilator is just not giving him more oxygen, right? And if you would not be mechuyev to give him more oxygen, then you could shut it off. Okay. So if I swoop down and take away the life vest from the guy floating in the water, did I kill him? Or did I just remove... I don't have to provide him any more means. I removed the means of his atzala. Or let's say a guy's parachuting down from a plane. And I come and snip his parachute. Did I kill him? Or no? I just removed the means from his atzala and his natural means killed him. Or better, if there's one glass of water in the desert,
and he's holding it,
and I steal it and drink it. Otherwise, we'll both die. And now he dies of thirst. Did I kill him?
So you're they're very different cases.
Really?
One is we're both
the parachute and the water is different. Really?
Absolutely. When I cut the parachute, there's absolutely no recourse. This guy's dying.
No, this guy can't swim. No, he can't swim. He's dying. No, he can't swim. He's dying. It's Vada. He's going to drown. No, don't get me Heichi Timtzes. Answer the focal issue. Don't get around it.
As soon as
he's going to lug, 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 and go on.
That sounds like Miyad to me.
So it depends where I cut the parachute. If I cut it from 1,000 feet in the air, 10 feet from the plane.
What if you cut his parachute before he jumps out?
Then he's an idiot.
No, he didn't realize.
He didn't realize. I don't know.
Why is that any different than me?
Because he's not in the point.
We didn't talk about it. So Rabbi Bleich wants to say.
What does Rav Schechter hold?
I don't know what Rav Schechter holds. Rav Schechter seems to say, if your action is the proximate cause of this man's death, meaning lulei your action, he would have still been living right now, according to our best possible guess. That's Gram Ritzicha.
So cutting the parachute
is Gram Ritzicha. Stealing the life vest is Gram Ritzicha.
Shutting off the ventilator
is Gram Ritzicha. Is drinking the water Gram Ritzicha? I'm not sure.
I can't believe
why
you.
Not?
Do.
Why not? Excuse me.
Maybe.
He died of thirst.
I want to say
for Rav Schechter. We didn't ask him. For Rav Schechter is Gram Ritzicha. We should ask him. He's downstairs. This is silly. According to the way I'm developing in Lishitasai. Now the question is what I'm saying correct?
Okay.
Or is it going to be the same thing he's going to tell us?
Most people would consider the water case to be a reductio ad absurdum for a shepherd.
Right, and I think no.
Most people would think it's absurd to say.
You're not saving yourself. It's not that you're drinking the water because you need to save yourself. No, you're just being not nice. This guy's dying from thirst, and you just took his cup.
I don't understand that.
He's dying from thirst.
Let's say
you're fine. You're
a
healthy guy.
Person who you're not mechuyev to save. You're not mechuyev to save. Let's say you're not mechuyev to save him. And you'd rather water your plants right now. He's the kind of person you're not mechuyev to have pikuach nefesh for him. Right?
Okay. He's a guy.
Let's say it's your water.
No. Let's say
it's your water. It's your water. So you're entitled to take it from him. It's not Yisr Yezel. You're not, right? Take the case of the guy who's in the water, right? If you say it's Gram Ritzicha, it doesn't matter if it's your life vest or somebody else's life vest. Right? You're not allowed to kill him, even by reclaiming your property.
Let's say if I'm in the water.
No, it's not me versus him.
No, let's say you're in the water.
So then it's different.
And he took your life.
Right.
Are you allowed to take it back from him?
Yes.
In other words, killing him.
Yes.
So that, I think you're not allowed to.
Why? He just killed me.
It doesn't mean you can kill him back?
No, but he's a rodev.
Okay, fine,
he's a rodev. Okay. So, that's why I said you swept him with a helicopter. I was very careful.
Right, yeah.
You came with a helicopter. Instead of saving the guy, you just stole his life vest.
This case where I'm in a desert and I don't need the drink, but he needs
to drink. He's dying from thirst in bed here, and there's a cup of water, and you grab it out of his hand. It's your water!
No, Gezo. And he's the kind of person not mechuyev to save, right?
Did he kill him?
Because he has yisurim, whatever. Or if he's a begavra, the kind of person you know, mechuyev pikuach nefesh, right? Right? So for whatever reason, you're not violating Gezel, you're not violating Lo Samot, are you violating Gram Ritzicha? So most people, I think, would consider the water case to be reductio ad absurdum. Clearly, when I take away the water, it's the thirst which is killing him, and not my taking away the water.
I disagree.
And my taking away the water, right, is just preventing him from saving himself.
I disagree.
I agree with you, but see, the problem is you
take that to the next step.
He can pick up the water and drink it, and I grab it out of his hand and water my plane.
If you take that to the next step.
That's someone that you would have to.
You didn't.
No, let's say he's a guy, I don't have to save him. I don't have to, for whatever reason.
He has terrible Easter. Right?
You don't have to save him. There's no Lo Samud by him, for whatever reason.
We're ignoring Lo Samud. There's no Gisra.
Meaning, because you're not going to.
It's different than artificial.
Because Lo Samud al Damreyach is not Yehorik Valyava. It's Yehorik Valyava.
I mean, the point that Rabbi Bleich basically makes is that everybody should agree in that case, right? And Rabbi Shabbat is saying maybe not. But
in the cup of water case, wouldn't it be better to have him just not drink the water?
No, he wants to, and I want to take it from him.
Well, if he wants to.
No, I'm being. I'm not a good person here. I'm trying to. Regardless, I did a bad thing. What did I violate? What iser?
Okay.
Is it losam al damreyacha when I grabbed it from and didn't give it to him, or was it an iser gram ritzicha?
If you were a mishaber kalim as you were doing it, would you have come in around me?
It sounds like you were killing him if you're taking it.
Someone agrees with you.
Someone agrees with me.
If you're taking it, but according to you, the guy is sitting.
We're 20%.
And he 20%. Doesn't drink it.
No, he wants to drink it. He's trying to drink it. And you grabbed it out of his... You're a really not nice guy. I'll do it. I'm a really not nice guy. And I come along and I take the cup. And I pour it on my plant.
So extend that to our...
Take the assumption for the moment that in that case, the cause of his death is dying of thirst.
Dehydration. You don't die of thirst.
Dehydration.
Regular people die of thirst. Only doctors die of thirst.
That's the line of the semester.
This is a Sprite commercial.
Okay. Fine.
And you, the point is that you merely took away the means of him to save himself.
Right.
Right? And that would be analogous to the case where a person is about to be pushed out of a plane, and you take away his parachute before he's pushed out of the plane.
Yeah.
If he would have had a parachute, he could have saved himself.
Right.
But you grabbed it first.
Yeah.
So you, that's not...
And if he's trying, if it's a cup like this...
That's not bad. Wait, it's not...
That's not Gramma Sikha. That's merely you took away his means of saving himself.
Disagree. Gramma
Sikha. Parachute?
He's not... He's going to be pushed out of a plane in 2 minutes.
Right, and he right now isn't going to die from that action.
So this guy also, he's going to drink the water. Same thing.
The guy who pushed him.
You didn't do anything. You just took away his means of saving himself.
Right? Same
thing. That's harder because you took it away. There was nothing wrong in that, and then some other guy comes over. And
same thing with the water.
The thirst in the water.
No, you know he's
going to
be.
No, he's going to jump
in
the
machine. That's going to push him out.
His machine. He's going to be pushed out. Vadai, this is—he's falling out. He's going on his way. He's running out.
How about he's falling past you, and you grab the chute on his way down. He's already going out of the plane, and you take it from
same
him
thing.
As he's falling out.
So wait, before you get to the alley, first trying to find a case where everybody will agree.
I'm not going
to
agree.
I understand.
So then you won't find the case.
Okay.
Reasonable people, you're saying.
Yeah. Well, take it again, and if you'll grant that case, then the question will be, do the other cases follow? But... And for the moment, the point would be that even if you, right, Black's point is, even if you do something active, if your active thing is hasaras hamonea, right, use a buzzword, hasaras hamonea.
The Ramah's word.
Right? The reason why everyone has trouble with the Ramah is not because you're killing him, it's because you should be saving him. That's why they say that, if he has Yisurim, you're allowed to be Maser
in Monea. But if you should be saving him, that's like saying you have the parachute, instead of giving it to him, you keep it.
Even to do an action which removes the thing which is saving him.
Who put the salt there?
So that's the Beis Lachem Yehuda's point. The Beis Lachem Yehuda's point was you shouldn't have put the salt there, so they're freaking away.
Okay, that's a different matter.
Leave that out.
The point is that it would seem to be that there are some actions which are defined as merely removing the means for him to save himself,
right,
and not as killing.
To save himself.
He could save himself. You're taking away his ability to save himself. Or to be saved.
Taking away his ability to be saved. Forget saving himself.
Yeah, to
someone
be saved.
Also.
Right? Even assuming
you've got a guy and you're about to drop him on an island that is just full of, like, carnivorous animals, and he has a gun with him. You take it from him,
yeah.
You push him there, and you think that's like...
You're pushing him there.
No, you didn't push him there. Someone else pushed him there.
He was on his way there, and you just...
You just swept in and took it out. Yeah.
He was traveling there, and you snuck the gun out of his pack.
Because it was
without
yours.
Him realizing. Because it was yours.
It was yours.
It was yours.
You were right. He took your gun.
And now, but you know that he's going to a place that's
right.
Very dangerous.
You're
ensuring
his demise.
Yes.
Correct, but
you're effectively causing his death.
What is the action that... meaning... That's the question.
That's
I understand.
Dumb,
I know.
Right?
I'm not really the cause. I've tried to bias
the
conversation.
You're not really the cause.
You're the proximate. You're lule your actions. He'd be alive.
Yes, but that's not the definition of cause.
I think that's a gram ritzicha.
Now, gram ritzicha is when you do an action which, through a series of chain events, leads to the person dying.
Yes, that's
such
what I think this
no.
is.
Removing his water.
Yes.
And then he gets
precisely.
And then he dies.
No,
precisely.
Why not?
Yeah. Why not? Oh, you're losing.
No, because the chain of events which leads to his death. It has to be that each one causes the next one.
No.
Yes.
Mehiktesi.
What?
Why does one thing have to
cause? Gramma Sikha means I.
Yeah, I took away the water. Therefore, he couldn't quench his thirst. Therefore, he was still thirsty.
Therefore,
he was a regular person. So he let me say he dies of thirst. But Lule, I didn't keep his water from him. He would not have been thirsty. That's directly causing.
Okay, so
it's a lack of an action that's causing. I see the difference, but fine.
Okay, fine.
I see what you're trying to say, but I'm trying to.
Again, so the problem
okay,
is that these,
say,
these
yeah.
are these
just
are.
Say over with Blythe Mahalach.
The point is that even if you're doing an action, if you're doing an action is achieving the same result as you're not having done something positive, right? For instance. There's no difference between me not providing food or me taking away food that was already provided. Either way, right, I'm not killing him. Right? So that would be the theory. Then the question is, now you have to go and try to apply that to cases which are very, it's very unclear. The key question is, am I the one who's placing the person in danger?
I think
these are like blind
spots. Another part with the chain, the like you're saying, if you take the water away,
yeah,
that wouldn't necessarily be the chain if he wasn't right then, like
that's where
at the dying
point.
Thirst. If you remove the water and then like
so
that's an
sort
hour
of
later, like,
point,
oh wow, I really wish I had that water I had back then. Versus
so that's
like
sort of the point.
The,
yeah.
The parachute, if you like took it from him while he's still in the plane, and then he just jumps out, it's like, well, I didn't. Then you didn't do it. But if like as he's falling out, you take the parachute.
So even in that case, now we have to. Now you have to work out in each case based on and based on the definition. Where the point is that you have to be the cause of the danger.
Right.
Right. So if you're not the cause of the danger, you're merely the cause of not having a way to alleviate the danger. Right. You caused there to be a situation where he has no way of getting out of the danger. So now we have to judge each case as, are you placing the person in danger? Or are you not placing the person in danger?
So did his disease put him in the danger?
Exactly. You're merely taking away the means of fighting the danger.
Right.
For instance, if somebody is on a bridge and I knock down the pillar which is supporting the bridge, so Reb Leich said, I asked him about that case, he said, he was not in danger before you took away the supports and made the bridge collapse, despite the fact that he was way up in the air, because he was supported by the bridge. You took away the supports, you placed him in danger. That would be Gram Mitzicha, right? Right?
Okay, right. Let's even grant that.
No, you would definitely agree to that.
Yeah.
Right? He's in the case of the life jacket, where you take away his life jacket, right? So then, Reb Leich said,
he's not in danger.
In that case, he's not in danger at the moment. He's perfectly safe. All right? By taking away his life jacket, you placed him in dangerous seas. Right? So in that case, you placed him in danger.
As opposed to the parachute.
What about the life jacket? Let's say you
the parachute
took
also,
jacket.
Said,
the no, parachute. The parachute, I killed him, I thought. He wasn't in danger.
Yeah, correct. You placed him in danger.
Let's say
you took away
the
life jacket, you placed him in danger. You killed him.
You're on a plane, and planes have the ability to crash, and then you will need a life jacket. But while we're in the plane, I took your life jacket from under your seat. And then the plane crashes, you're in the water,
so
you've got no parachute.
So what would you say? Did you place him in danger? You didn't place him in danger.
The plane put him in danger.
Exactly. If you cut his parachute, you put him in danger.
No.
If you snipped his parachute, you placed him in danger.
No. He's falling through the air. Baruch Hashem, he has a parachute. Oh, he's being saved.
That's perfect.
He's being saved. Just removing that which is saving him.
Every time you go parachute diving, it's like you're dead already. Parachute.
No,
that's the point. You're safe. You're safe.
Why?
Because you have a parachute, so you're safe.
That's
I snipped your parachute.
No, you're bemakom danger, but you have a hatzalah.
Correct. I don't see what the chance.
I don't see why. How you can make this chiluk. You're bemakom danger.
Or you're scuba diving, so you're underwater. But kivaldik, you have the water, the air with you. Or the
no,
sea,
it's,
and it's kivaldik that you're able
you're,
to make the turn.
Or, I mean, there's room in Baruch Hashem, there's air in
there. There's no difference between being suspended
a
from a parachute and standing on a bridge. It's a safe place to be.
Really?
Yeah.
So in David's
say that with a straight face.
it's safe. You're safe. You're not in any danger.
So in David's shita, it should be also then to go skydiving. It should be also to go scuba diving. It should be also to go skiing.
The makom sakana.
No.
Why because not? You have a way to save yourself. Like the tzitz eliezer, putting yourself in makom sakana, you think you can save yourself. Is us.
He thought that's also right.
That's
but
what
I
I'm saying.
No, no, only tzitz eliezer. You can go makom sakana if you have a way to save yourself.
Mm-hmm. How does it mean? Okay.
Excuse me.
As opposed to the cop guy, I thought he differentiated between the parachute and the water.
The
he did.
No.
Yeah,
he said both of them, he's safe. He's safe. And you're placing him in the makom sakana.
And the water? He's
and
safe.
The water also, that's right. And
he
you
has
take,
the water.
And you're killing him, that's right.
He thinks taking away the water is killing him?
No, in the case of the water, he's in danger.
He's not in danger, he has a cup of water. He'll be fine, he'll live in Mavisrim.
No, he needs...
He's holding the water.
He needs the water.
The parachute. He's holding the parachute.
He needs to drink. If he doesn't drink the water.
If he doesn't hold on to the parachute.
If he's holding on to that already is confusing me. The parachute is attached to him.
Oh.
It's attached to his pack. He's on standing on a bridge. He doesn't have. There's nothing active that has to be done.
Because he needs
to
still do something to save himself?
Correct.
And the IV is flowing. It's flowing. is mamish coming down the tube with gravitational force. And like, I'm like,
his life is dependent on the continuous
suspension. On the continuous suspension of the tension in the wires holding his parachute.
That's not.
Oh, so tension in wires, no. Gravitational force of water, yes. This is
it's like standing on a bridge. You're standing on a bridge. And the bridge.
The water's flowing into the gravity. It's just the opposite force of gravity.
The water needs to get from here to here.
It's flowing in the tube. I just got it.
But it's over there.
It's coming. It's on over there. It's coming. It's coming.
It's
the tension in the gravitational force is going to pull it in. The gravitational force is going to maintain the tension on the ropes. The tension, tensile force.
The rope you're attached to. You're safe.
What does that mean?
You're safe.
What does that mean?
It's not that there's a continuous supply of life-saving.
Yes, there is.
When you're on the stand, let me ask you. We're standing out on the sixth floor. Is the building giving us a continuous supply of life-saving support without which we would fall to our doom?
Yes.
I don't think that's how we view it.
If you remove the floor, would you be?
But the floor,
no, but
it's not a continuous supply of anything.
It's a continuous supply of
it's not a new force. It's not an active thing. The floor is here passively, and therefore we're safe.
Because the water is moving. You're upset that the water is moving?
Which isn't passive, the parachute or the IV, or both?
The glass of water which he needs to drink, that's an active thing that needs to happen in order to save him. Therefore, when I remove it, right, therefore I'm not killing him, right?
Okay.
I'm not placing him in danger. The reason why he's in danger is there's a constant attack on him, which needs constant defense, and I'm taking away the defense. In the case of you're standing on a bridge, there's no constant attack, right? It's just a passive thing. Right, it's just a passive thing. The building is here, and it supports you. Right. Gravity is not attacking you and trying to drag you down.
Why it is?
No, you're supported. You're supported.
Yeah,
depends on how you view gravity. Ben Schlittem.
Okay, maybe.
Is gravity a constant
pull? Or a field, or is it okay?
Well, does gravity act on people who are supported in the to pull them down? Okay, so the point is in the case of the IVF or the fluids, the IV fluids, right, or the ventilator, right?
For normal people, that's called water.
Right, the person receiving oxygen or water. Right, there is something that is killing them. They're in a dangerous situation, and they're dependent on the continuous supply of active life-saving measures. So therefore, there's no difference between.
So you can't take those away.
Therefore, you can't.
Who do you think you can, Rabbi Bleich? He thinks you have to mechuyif. Rabbi Bleich then thinks you're mechuyif to give them back. So then, meaning taking them away will not be a violation of procedure.
In a case where you don't have to give medicine or CPR. Or any of those things, you don't have to give oxygen, and you can not only not give it, but you can also shut it off. That's the chiddush.
Well, what case is
you don't. This? You don't.
What case? Would
whatever
you
reason doesn't matter. Meaning that means in the regular cases, in isur tzi or isur lo samin al damreich, you have enough minutes.
Right. So in the case of yisurin, where there's no chiyuv of lo samin, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just can't kill him. So Rav Shach would say turning off the ventilator is killing him. Rav Blatt said, no, turning off the ventilator is no different than not providing fresh oxygen. That's the key machlokas here. Rav Shach would say, you're not mechuyev to provide fresh oxygen, except for like maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman and those ideas. But in terms of, right, assuming that you're not mechuyev to provide fresh antibiotics, are you allowed to shut off the antibiotics? If he's going to die straight away, says Rav Shach.
So we're agreeing then that you wouldn't have to put tank number two hooked up.
Again,
that seems
Rav Shlomo Zalman said it was a davar shigrati, and you have to.
Rabbi
Bleich would say you wouldn't.
Rabbi Bleich said you actually have to.
No, you have to.
He thinks that the person not going through yisurim.
He says there's no patient that exists who you're not chayav to treat. So practically, you'd have to do it.
There's
but if you could find such a patient, it'll be
there's
fine.
Very few cases where Rabbi Bleich gives you a heter not to treat. But the point is that if you held a Rav Shechter's definition of when you're mechuyev to treat, you'd be able to shut off the ventilator according to Rabbi Bleich.
Right.
Because shutting off ventilator is just not providing more oxygen.
Okay. Shkoyach, Chakashav Sameach. We'll have next Chabura will be Tuesday after Pesach.